Funding for this podcast comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
This is Radio Boston. I'm Sasha Pfeiffer.
And I'm Anthony Brooks. After that long, tough winter, summer-like weather is finally here, and many Bostonians have already started weekend treks to Cape Cod, New Hampshire, and Maine. Many are also heading to public beaches in the greater Boston area, which get about 1.5 million visitors every summer.
Those beaches in places like Hull, Quincy, South Boston, Lynn, Winthrop, and Revere are much cleaner and more attractive than they were a few years ago. They have less litter, fewer broken water fountains, cleaner bathhouses, and more lifeguards.
But a new report out today says many of our beaches still have a ways to go, and it recommends more state funding for maintenance workers and lifeguards, public programming, and cleanup equipment.
Joining us now to talk about this is Bruce Berman of Save the Harbor, Save the Bay. That's a nonprofit organization that prepared the report for the state's Metropolitan Beaches Commission. And Bruce, welcome to Radio Boston. Thanks for coming into the studio.
It's nice to be here.
And you know, we should note here that so much over the years has been written about Boston's water quality, but that has improved to the point that we can now focus on the beaches, the sand, the things that you're on before you step into the water. It's a great luxury.
It's really true. 15 beaches in the metropolitan area, 10 of them are in remarkable shape, including the South Boston beaches, which are the cleanest urban beaches in the nation. We still have some more work to do in a couple of beaches in Dorchester, in Quincy, East Boston, and in Lynn, but we're well on our way.
The last time this commission issued a comprehensive beach quality report like this one was in 2007. So give us a sense of what's changed since then and how Boston's area's beaches are better.
Well, it's just interesting just to remember the context. It's been a fairly rough ride since 2007 for the country. The economy, global tsunami of economic bad news for a long time. In 2007, the commission made some specific findings and recommendations about how to address the perception and, in fact, the reality that the beaches had been sort of left to languish while the water quality was getting better. And, you know, we invested $5 billion in improving the quality of the Boston Harbor and Mass Bay. So it seemed to make sense that we'd invest a few millions to improve the experience at the place where most people really get to touch the water.
Mm-hmm.
So we made recommendations for capital improvements, the completion of the Lynn and Nahant Causeway, the renourishment of the beach in Winthrop, completion of seawall and the beach road in Quincy, and also improvements at other beaches. And frankly, we weren't sure what was going to happen. But the Patrick administration embraced them, the legislature invested about $3.5 million, additional dollars that year, in staff and a couple million more in critical equipment, replacing aging equipment. And we saw a sea change on the beach.
And that's made a big difference. It's a better user experience.
It's unbelievable. They say M Street's the new South Beach.
M Street and Southie. So, however, this report today does sound a little bit of an alarm. So give me an example of a beach that you're proud of, but when you go there, you think this and this and this need to be better.
Well, it's interesting. It depends sort of on what your expectations are, right? We have among the cleanest urban beaches in the country. We think we should have world-class beaches for people to go to. So here's an example from South Boston. If you go to the McCormick Bathhouse, which was recently redone, and you look at the Crescent Beach and the beautiful sand and go in the clean water, then walk a couple hundred yards up, you'll see an abandoned round building, which has been abandoned for so long that people kind of think it always was. We call it the pickle jar. It's a piece of state property that should have either a vendor or an activity or a clubhouse.
It could be a food kiosk.
It could be almost anything. Let me give you another example, though, that's a little closer to home. The beaches in Southie are doing great. And Savin Hill and Malibu Beach are also pretty terrific, although they're much smaller. And without Sullivan's, there's not as much reason for me to go there, but that's just me.
The hot dogs, the Tinian beach food.
Tinian Beach is in fairly bad shape. It's at the end of the bay. It has water quality challenges, largely from the Neponset River, and it's been damaged extensively by storms. At the beginning of the year, it seemed as if the playground and tot lot had been thrown into the parking lot by the beach, and the beach was in the parking lot as well. It requires attention, and we have a responsibility to do it.
You're also talking about things in this report like, you know, paying attention to parking and creating kayak and paddleboard launch areas, foot showers, floating docks for swimming. These really seem like these would be wonderful things, and that's a lot of what this report focuses on.
That's right. A lot of the stuff that we're talking about this time are not expensive necessarily, but they're really important. to sort of making people feel like their beach belongs to them. They're different. In East Boston, for example, which is a wonderful community, and you know, Representative Carlo Basil, who's one of our co-chairs, brought us out there. We had a hearing at Constitution Beach. It's got about 15 miles of shoreline if you go up and down the docks, and about 700 yards of beach. And so what they're concerned about there is connections along the shore. And they think that low tide trails are good, but having kayak trails would give people an opportunity to connect to Winthrop and to the Greenway and to do things that would really make it a fabulous experience.
Bruce, in about the 30 seconds we have left, one thing the report suggests is that 5% of the money now spent on beach maintenance be diverted to things like free beach programs, sand sculpture contests. We've all seen those great pictures from the Revere sand sculpture. But could 5% be diverted from maintenance to free programs without hurting maintenance too much?
Look, every year, Save the Harbor, Save the Bay runs an event where about 500 people jump in the freezing water to raise money for free beach events and programs. We'll be giving away about $35,000 next week. We think that for these beaches to move from good to great, the Commonwealth does have to put about $10,000 or $15,000 a year per beach into free events and programming. It's the kind of investments that they make on the Esplanade, that they make in the other parks, and we think these parks deserve it as well.
That's Bruce Berman of Save the Harbor, Save the Bay. That's the nonprofit that prepared a report for the state on the quality of Boston area beaches. Bruce, thanks for coming in.
My pleasure. See you on the beach.